The late Axel Corti was a Paris-born Austrian filmmaker best known internationally for a trilogy made in the 1980s called Where To and Back, about the fate of Jewish refugees during the Third Reich. After years of being hard to see, the trilogy was screened in January at Lincoln Center to sold-out audiences and is now available on DVD from the National Center for Jewish Film, a nonprofit organization dedicated to restoring, preserving, and presenting films about Jewish history and culture. Our critic at large, John Powers, saw the films when they came out and says they're so good, he's been dying to see them again ever since.
Back in the 1980s, I once spent a long afternoon trying to convince the L.A. film critics to give their best film prize to Where To and Back, an Austrian trilogy based on the life of its screenwriter, Georg Stefan Troller, a Viennese Jew who'd fled the Nazis. I failed, not least because almost nobody had seen it. To this day, most people have never even heard of these movies, although they offer one of the richest, most sophisticated portraits of Nazi-era flight, emigre life, and post-war rebuilding. Luckily, all that should change now that the films have finally come out on DVD. The trilogy opens with God Doesn't Believe in Us Anymore, a gripping tale that starts right after Kristallnacht. It follows a young Viennese Jew, Ferry, who decides to get out of Austria. As he goes from Prague to Paris, we meet a rich range of characters, including Jewish refugees, all briskly individualized, a German dissident brilliantly played by Armin Mueller-Stahl, and some not-so-decent Frenchmen, who put him in a camp. Ferry eventually escapes and takes a boat to America. The second film is called Santa Fe, and it begins with a new hero, Freddie, arriving in New York during the war, with fantasies of being a cowboy out west. Instead, he's just one of a boatload of Jewish refugees struggling in an America that doesn't really want them. At one point, he's reduced to stealing bits of bread tossed to the pigeons. As Freddie slowly becomes an American, we get a remarkable picture of New York's emigre community, with its nostalgias, delusions, face-saving lies, and bursts of generosity from those so battered by life, they would seem to have no kindness left to share. By Welcome in Vienna, the trilogy's undeniable masterwork, Freddie is a Yank soldier riding into Vienna. But his old home has been destroyed in every sense. Vienna is now a city rife with moral ambiguity, and the personalities such ambiguity engenders. There's the disillusioned communist Adler, the charming black marketeer Trashensky, and the lovely Nazi's daughter Claudia, who Freddie can't help but fall for. This is the new Austria, where everyone, from crooks to governments, rewrites the past for immediate gain. I'm not joking when I say that this movie's intelligence and complexity make that other great post-war Vienna film, The Third Man, seem naive by comparison. That's because the whole trilogy, which was directed by Axel Corti, is steeped in the worldliness that once made Vienna the great international city of wit, conversation, lacerating irony, and psychosexual exploration. These qualities defined the Viennese directors who wound up in Hollywood, Eric von Stroheim, Billy Wilder, Fritz Lang. And as critic David Thompson has noted, Axel Corti, who died in 1993, was their heir. Indeed, Where To and Back glows with that city's sensibility, from its unsparing view of human frailty to the haunting use of the adagio from Schubert's string quintet. What makes the trilogy great is that it does two hard things at once. First, it takes an epic story and gives it an ordinary human scale, free of hokum or obvious lessons about how the Holocaust was horrible. Of course it was. Rather than play up the melodrama, their version of Kristallnacht isn't full of run-amok Nazis or wailing shopkeepers. It's just worried old women sweeping up glass. Nor do they turn their characters into generic victims. They're fascinated by individuals and what life does to them. Santa Fe begins with a young Jewish woman getting off the refugee boat, rushing to the car of a waiting aunt, and then riding off, without helping any of her shipmates. Having cheated death, she just wants to get away. And it's part of Corti's brilliance that we don't judge her for ignoring her fellow refugees. We understand. Some people help, some don't. And by the end, we also understand history's power to carry individuals along willy-nilly. Freddie was driven from Vienna by forces bigger than him. And when he returns, history's still making the rules. Back in Vienna, he still finds himself standing on historical quicksand. While the U.S. government is busy making deals with ex-Nazis to fight the communists, the opportunistic Austrians try to blame everything on the Germans. They want to go back to business as usual. Disillusioned and worn, Freddy does not. But he's not quite sure what to do. And in this, he's a quintessentially modern hero. In Where To and Back, Cordy and Troller wind up posing the question that we all must face. How do we live happy, decent, self-defining lives when we are like corks bobbing on the waves of history?
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed three films by the late filmmaker Axel Cordy. They're now out on DVD.